The St. Clair County Drug Task Force has been very busy lately. Joining us right now from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department, Captain Matt King. Matt, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
DTF's been very busy, haven't they?
Very busy. We've executed approximately 81 search warrants in 2019 and been working on several large cases. So oftentimes their activity goes unseen until these investigations come together.
Yeah. So give us a little insight into how that works. I mean, obviously, I know you can't tell us everything, but tell us a little bit about what the Drug Task Force does.
So the Drug Task Force is made up of several different law enforcement agencies within the task force. We have officers from Port Huron Police Department, Clay Township Police Department, several federal departments, including CBP and Customs Border Patrol. We all work together in investigating narcotics trafficker. Those are our targets. They work on tips and information as they get a bust. We'll move on and try to get information from that bust and build a bigger case. They work plain clothes, so you don't see them out on the street too often. And when they're out there, they're listening to the radio. So if something jumps off and we need plain clothes people working on things, they'll be around. But obviously what they work on mostly is narcotics trafficking.
And as you mentioned, 2019 was a busy year, wasn't it?
It was a busy year. Along with those 81 search warrants, we had 329 drug-related traffic stops. And that culminated to 272 suspects being arrested, which led to 349 felony charges and 166 misdemeanor charges. And again, a lot of these cases you don't hear about. There's a lot of press releases. We see things on Facebook and in the paper and obviously on the radio. Some of the cases that we are able to bring together, we can't let the public know because perhaps they're growing into bigger cases.
Well, yeah, like you said, one bust can lead into a bigger one because you're looking for the big fish. So you might find a smaller fish, so to speak, but you want to go up the chain and find out, well, who are you guys working for and et cetera,
absolutely. Right? You know, the further we go up that chain, the more impact we're able to make in the community and keep from these drugs getting out into our community, into the smaller drug dealers that get them out to the actual users.
We do have a drug problem here in St. Clair County, not just in St. Clair County, I mean, statewide, nationwide, but we have some unique things here in St. Clair County. I think our close proximity to large populations in Flint, Detroit, sort of lends itself to us seeing a lot of, not only that, but also being on an international border too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a unique situation here with our proximity to those larger cities and the international border. We almost become a small hub. You know, we have hub cities who are distributing large amounts of drugs from usually the border that are smuggled up through Mexico. But being in the area that we are, 50 miles from Detroit and about 55 to 60 miles from Flint and the Canadian border, medium-sized drug loads, if you will find their way in Port Huron and distribute themselves out to the smaller community up into Sanilac County and the smaller communities throughout St. Clair County. So it is a very unique situation. Obviously, we have our local problems as well with people being addicted to substances. And then, of course, oftentimes turning to committing other crimes to get the funds to buy these drugs. So it really touches a lot more people than you think. It's not just the users and their families. Oftentimes, it's the victims of other crimes as well.
Absolutely. What kind of drugs are we seeing the most arrests for?
So this year, some of the numbers have changed a little bit. The methamphetamine is down a little bit. That's for a lot of different reasons. Last year, when you compare last year to this year, I should say, last year we had a record bust that really spiked our numbers. Over the last 5-year average, though, if you look at it that way, our numbers of meth are still growing. Methamphetamine is one of the biggest problems. Obviously, heroin is a huge problem. Our heroin numbers are down, but the thing with heroin is there's immediate impact, and the dangerous is every time somebody uses that drug, they could overdose and die.
Yeah.
A weird trend that we've seen is that cocaine over the last 5 years and crack cocaine has risen, and it rose by approximately 70% from last year. And it's unknown as to why people are using those substances again that had started to decline for a while. But when we have a rising crack and powder cocaine problem coupled with the other problems with like methamphetamine and heroin, it's very alarming. Our numbers for opioid pill collection or getting them at drug raids They stayed pretty steady. I guess they're down a little bit, which is good news, because that's the root of the heroin problem, is
right.
is people getting addicted through these prescriptions.
You mentioned the record bust this past year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So it was like I said, a record bust. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it accounted for almost half the amount of methamphetamine we collected last year. It was, again, one of those cases that they had built up from dealer to dealer and kind of got the big fish for the area last year, which was great, which created a little bit of a void. I'm sure people and dealers are filling that void, but they're working on different investigations to try to work back up that chain.
Pretty incredible work, that's for sure. And, of course, the work of the Drug Task Force was able to increase a couple of years ago with a millage increase, right?
Yes, incredible support by the community. We saw, at the time, an epidemic with the opioids, which is still an epidemic. And at the time, we also had a huge amount of methamphetamine labs in the area. Very labor-intensive, takes a lot of time, training, and equipment to be able to conduct the raids on these labs when they're being cooked inside of a residence, and then breaking down the lab. It's almost like our law enforcement officers turned into chemists. It's very dangerous, and it takes a lot of training. So, you know, we presented that problem to the community with a lot of outreach, and we got terrific support. The meth labs are down, but that's because the meth production is up and the mega labs down in the area of Mexico, and they've kind of flooded the market with a substance that's even stronger than what people can make locally and easier to get their hands on. Mm. This year is a millage year, so we're hoping to get that support continued. It's not an increase. It's the same millage as it was last year. And, you know, the community has been terrific in supporting us, obviously, with the millage as well as information. It's a team effort with the community, and we're hoping to continue that with the passing of the millage this fall.
It's certainly a problem that's not going away, is it?
No, it's not. It unfortunately is not. And if we don't continue to fight, it would grow at a faster rate. Fighting back as a community with our law enforcement partners and our other partners with the health industry is very important. And our part of it is with the Drug Task Force in the law enforcement side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we hope we know they'll keep up the good work. Captain, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.